While my children were with her, they run around as they pleased. I understand Perry got into trouble. I wanted her to ask for divorce, which she did after about a year or so. Her drinking and stepping out, living with a young man. I contested the divorce and was granted full custody of the children. I took Perry to my home to live with me. The other children were put in homes, as I could not manage to take them all in my home, and them being part Indian blood, and welfare took care of them as I requested. This was during Depression time. I was working on WPA, very small wages. I owned some property and small home at the time. Perry and I lived together peacefully. My heart was hurt, as I still loved my other children also. So I took to roaming to forget it all. I made a living for us both. I sold my property and we lived in a house car. Perry went to school often as possible. He didn't like school very well. He learns quick and never got into trouble with the other kids. Only when the bully kid picked on him. He was short and stocky, a new kid in school. They tried to mistreat him. They found him willing to fight for his rights. That was the way I raised my kids. I always told them, don't start a fight. If you do, I'll give you a beating when I find out. But if the other kids start a fight, do your best. One time a kid twice his age at school run up and hit him. To his surprise, Perry got him down and gave him a good beating. I had given him some advice in wrestling, as I once used to box and wrestle. The lady principal of the school and all the kids watched this fight. The lady principal loved the big kid. To see him get whipped by my little boy Perry was more than she could take. After that, Perry was king of the kids at school. If any big kid tried to mistreat a small one, Perry would settle that right now. Even the big bully was afraid of Perry now and had to be good. But that hurt the lady principal, so she came to me complaining about Perry fighting in school. I told her I knew all about it and that I didn't intend to let my boy get beat up by kids twice his size. I also asked her why she let that bully kid beat up on other kids. I told her that Perry had a right to defend himself. Perry never started the trouble, and that I would take a hand in this affair myself. I told her my son was well-liked by all the neighbors and their kids. I also told her I was going to take Perry out of her school real soon, move away to another state, which I did. Perry is no angel. He has done wrong many times, same as so many other kids. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. I don't stick up for his wrongdoings. He must pay the hard way when he does wrong. Law is boss, he knows that by now. Youth. Perry joined the Merchant Marines in Second War. I went to Alaska. He came later and joined me there. I trapped furs and Perry worked with the Alaska Road Commission the first winter, then he got work on the railroad for a short while. He couldn't get the work he liked to do. Yes, he gave me money now and then when he had it. He also sent me $30 a month while in Korea War, while he was there from beginning until the end and was discharged in Seattle Wash. Honorable, as far as I know. He is mechanically inclined. Bulldozers, drag lines, shovels, heavy-duty trucks of all type is his desire. For the experience he has had, he is real good. Somewhat reckless and speed crazy with motorcycles and light cars. But since he has had a good taste of what speed will do, and his both legs broke and hip injury, he now has slowed down on that, I'm sure. Recreation. Interests.